Hi, this is Brian Lehrer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at WNYC.org and iTunes. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and here's the deal. President Obama is coming to New York and New Jersey next Thursday. He will be doing a major speech in honor of the NAACP's centennial in the city. We'll talk a lot about that next week and carry the full speech live in our show. But let's not forget that he's also coming to New Jersey. He will be at Rutgers to campaign for Governor Corzine. And one of our Scarlet Knight friends, one of our producers, wants to start a little campaign. Get the president to have an authentic Rutgers experience. Eat at the Rutgers grease trucks. Now, those of you who know Rutgers know the grease trucks, where all the students seem to go for late-night sustenance to eat what they call fat sandwiches. And we know that the president likes to sample local cuisine when he goes on the road. In Arlington, Virginia, he went to Ray's Hellburger and waited online and then took a little heat for asking for spicy mustard. So let's talk about now how we get the president to visit the grease trucks and eat what they call a fat sandwich. We posted a link to the White House inbox. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for the link and call us up. The lines are filling up fast for people from Rutgers, students, faculty, staff, alumni. Call and tell us what your favorite Rutgers fat sandwich is and maybe design a Barack Obama fat sandwich along the way. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for any of you Scarlet Knights. Now, of course, the president, his visit isn't just going to be a food outing. He's got some important visit to take care of in New Brunswick when he's there. So joining us now is Mike Kelly, columnist with The Record. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Brian.
And assuming our campaign is successful and the president is going to devote, say, 5 minutes to eating a sandwich at the grease trucks next week, tell us how he's going to fill the rest of his day.
Well, he's actually coming in for a very serious reason. He's participating in a campaign rally for Governor John Corzine, and I think this is really crucial. You know, in New Jersey, it's typical that politicians kind of, when they're running for office in the fall, they kind of go to sleep during the summertime, and they don't really do much campaigning. But I think Corzine is being very shrewd here to start campaigning in the summer, and I think having the most popular politician in America and possibly the world into the home state in the middle of July, I think that's a very smart move.
Is there a reason he's coming to New Brunswick and not Trenton or Newark or Asbury Park to campaign for Corzine?
Well, I think this is really a travel issue more than anything else. New Brunswick is a little bit easier to get to from New York City than, say, Trenton, so that may be it. But also too, I think they might also get a little more attention from the New York media in New Brunswick as opposed to Trenton. Sometimes Trenton captures more of the Philadelphia market than New York.
He'd have a better time in Brick or Barnegat, I would dare say.
True.
All right, Doris in New Jersey. Do you go to Rutgers? Doris, you can't listen to the radio. You got to listen to your phone. Tony in New Brunswick, do you go to Rutgers?
Yes, I actually just graduated.
Congratulations. What's your degree in?
History and geography.
Are you now an unemployed historian geographer?
I am.
Good luck.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
How many times over the 4 years do you think you ate at the grease trucks?
Every other day.
Every other day.
And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my life.
What was your favorite fat sandwich?
The Fat Moon.
What's in it?
I don't even know, but I know there's eggs and french fries and all kinds of weird sauces on it.
Now, that's one of the things about the fat sandwiches. The french fries go in the sandwich instead of on the side, right?
That's right.
So, okay. Do you have any idea? Now, he's a healthy guy, Barack Obama. He's, you know, thin fitness freak. What would go in a Barack Obama fat sandwich?
I have no idea. They'd probably just throw whatever they have in there. I think there's like some kind of rule, though. You have to eat like 5 sandwiches like in one sitting in order to, you know, have a sandwich named after you.
Oh, is that right? That's the tradition, huh?
It's like 5 or 10. It's a lot.
So this Fat Moon, eggs and French fries is all you can remember from your favorite sandwich that you ate like every other day for 4 years.
Do I have that right? It was always at like 3 o'clock in the morning, so I don't know.
Yeah, so it was the substances that you consume before the fat sandwiches affect.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony, thank you very much. Doris, are you there now?
I am.
Hi.
Go to
Rutgers?
Well, I'm a both a retiree and a former student of Rutgers, but I ate a lot of office Greek strikes there.
And you have a favorite?
Actually, I like their spinach pies when they had them, and in the winter, the soups were great. Right now, I guess the healthiest thing poor President Obama could have there would be maybe a falafel with lots of lettuce.
So you can get relatively healthy foods at the grease trucks.
Yes, depending on what allowing you to have on the menu. I think the unhealthy ones are the big fat that probably have 1,000 calories, and I never went for that. But you could actually have a nourishing a soup or a falafel sandwich or something.
That's
like
good to know.
Pie,
but I'm sure if the president actually takes us up on this, he's going to go all the way for the classic grease trucks photo op, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. And actually, I think, in Rutgers, we need Obama to come down here and maybe knock some heads together.
Doris, thank you.
Our disastrous president needs some talking to.
Of the university
the
you're talking
of
about.
Of the university, yeah.
All right. Well, just give me 30 seconds on that, Mike Kelly, from the record, because then we got to move on. Why do some people consider the president of Rutgers a disaster?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, Brian, but one of them is the fact that the finances there have been absolutely mismanaged, and in particular with regard to the athletic department. There's been a lot of controversy over this, and the athletic director was actually ended up being removed over some budgeting questions that emerged last fall. A lot of this comes down to the growth of the Rutgers football team and a lot of money which was spent on the Rutgers football stadium at a time when the economy was shrinking and tuition for middle-class students was skyrocketing.
Jack.
So there's been a lot of talk about this.
Jack in North Brunswick, what's your favorite fat sandwich?
My favorite fat sandwich is the Fat Darrell. I'm a classicist. I love their chicken sticks, mozzarella sticks, and French fries.
Now, I have to say, that's the one that's winning on our webpage and on our Facebook page as well. The Fat Darrell is the classic, right?
Yes, that's the one that started them all.
Tell me again what's in it.
Chicken, chicken sticks, mozzarella sticks, French fries.
Now, Jack, would you be surprised if I told you that we have Darrell on the phone right now?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, well, then sit back, relax, and listen to Darrell Butler, who found that the sandwiches on the menu elsewhere just didn't meet his gastronomical needs when he was a student at Rutgers in the late 1990s. Darrell Butler, you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going? Good.
Doing great. Tell us your story, man. How did the Fat Darrell come to be?
Okay, now, I actually didn't create all of the fat sandwiches. There's actually one called the Fat Cat that was developed in 1979, and that's two cheeseburgers with French fries and, lettuce, tomato, whatever fixings you want. So I went in 97, so you kind of reversed the 79. I was there in 97. I was a little bored of getting the Fat Cat all the time. So I was craving a lot of different items and, chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, fries, all the things that he just mentioned. But I couldn't afford them. I was on a college budget, so to pay all for all that individually would have been about $12. So I probably would have to refinance my my car or something like that to be able to afford that at the time. So what I did was I just asked them to make me something like the Fat Cat for the same price, which was $4.50, and they did. And then the next 10 people in line behind me, they all ordered it back to back to back to back, and they sold 50 the first night, so it just took off from there.
And you became a Rutgers legend ever since. What's in the Fat Darrell exactly?
The Fat Darrell is chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, French fries, and then the healthy side is the lettuce, tomato, and then it's marinara sauce to glue it all together.
So do you want to go to the White House inbox and try to convince President Obama to sample a Fat Darrell when he's at Rutgers next week?
Oh, definitely, because I think it's a great campaign because the Fat Darrell is actually named America's Best Sandwich by Maxim Magazine. So I would think that it should be mandatory that presidents should have America's favorite sandwich.
I don't know how anybody could argue with Daryl, but let's say that Obama wanders up to the grease truck and orders a Fat Daryl, but asks for spicy mustard on top of it, like he did with that burger in Virginia. Would you be offended?
He needs to try the original, but I wouldn't be offended. It is the president, so we can make some changes. But I might try to develop something just for him. So maybe I'll have to study up his taste and see what I can put together.
How about instead of spicy mustard, he has arugula on the sandwich?
that's a possibility. We'll have to take some suggestions from some of your listeners and see what they come up with as well, and we'll put together a Fat Obama.
Good idea. We're putting together a Fat Obama. All right, Daryl, you can hang in there. And Victor in Woodbridge, what would you put on a Fat Obama?
I would call it the Morocco burger, actually, and I'd put some gyro meat and some patties, some regular beef patties, and all the fixings from a gyro, white sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, and wrap it all up.
And do you think that in order to have an authentic Rutgers experience and show the world that he gets it about New Brunswick, that the president should actually go to the grease trucks?
Absolutely, even if he just gets a soda or a juice. But he should show up to the grease trucks. It's a Rutgers institution.
There you go. Go to our website, everybody. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have the link to the White House inbox. Urge President Obama to visit the grease trucks when he's in New Brunswick next week. And Lana in Scotch Plains, what would you put on a Fat Obama?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I would actually put something a little sort of global and multicultural on the Fat Obama, except I call it a Fat President. And I'd probably put some pineapple on there because he was born in Hawaii. I put some beef satay strips on because he lives in Indonesia for a little bit. And to keep it sort of steeped in New Jersey Rutgers culture, I definitely put some mozzarella sticks on there and lots of ketchup.
I love this. You have really given this some thought, Lana.
I have. Well, I went to Rutgers for undergraduate and graduate school, and I know what a melting pot it is of different cultures, and I think it's a really great reflection of Obama's history just as a person. So.
Wow, that's great. So Mike Kelly and Lana, thank you. Mike Kelly from the record, I think Lana's got it. I think Lana should actually be there.
I think she, you know something, Brian, you may be starting a whole new method of campaigning. I mean, it used to be politicians had to go out and kiss babies, but now the whole notion of politicians having to eat junk food, I think this is wonderful. And in fact, we don't have enough fat politicians in New Jersey. I think we need more. So maybe the grease trucks can give us more fat on the political, system here in New Jersey.
Hey, look, he doesn't have to endorse it as a lifestyle in order to sample the local cuisine. I think we learned that in Virginia, right?
I agree. I think this is a must appearance for Barack Obama.
In fact,
hit the grease truck.
I think Amy on our website says it all. As unhealthy and sometimes unappetizing as the grease trucks are, they are one of the great uniters at Rutgers, a school that is spread over several different campuses, all with different identities. Almost nowhere else at the school are you bound to bump into at least one person you know at any time of day or night. So, Mike Kelly, maybe somebody will bump into the president at Rutgers if they take this up. Put this in your column. We want to urge the president to eat at the grease trucks in Rutgers next Thursday.
I will do that.
Okay?
And if Corzine wins, we can say the grease trucks brought him into the home stretch.
I don't want to go that far.
Mike Kelly can grease the polls.
Mike Kelly from the record, thanks a lot.
Good to be here.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Kate Hines, Maureen Sullivan produced this program with intern help from Smriti Rao Hindupur. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan, Rutgers graduate. Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.